Pat Sullivan, Medford Area School District Superintendent, with an update on last Thursday's regular school board meeting.
Well, the first thing we did was recognize the Taylor County Educator of the Month. That's a program that we do with Gilman and Rib Lake. And we picked Carol Wieman, who is a middle school special education instructor, been with Medford for 33 years. Carol is just, she's the teacher who comes in, stays late, does whatever it takes, has worked with some challenging students over the years, and always comes to work the next day with a smile on her face. We talked about our referendum. We shared with the board that the All Sports Booster Club is getting a flyer out in the Star News. It's all about the project. It's a color flyer that explains, you know, again, about the project and also on how you can contribute to the project. Right now, we still don't have the new concession stand in that or the new entrance way. We don't have enough money for that. We do have enough money for, you know, the track to be made larger, which means we'll have the soccer field on the inside, and then also we'll have artificial grass for a playing surface. Charlie Heckel was there last night. Charlie is in charge of the Rural Virtual Academy, which is a charter school that the Medford School District oversees. And anyway, Charlie was there because there is some federal grant money that was given to each state. So Wisconsin has some money for expansions of charter schools. And Charlie needed permission from the school board in order to write a grant for some of that money. So he was given that permission, and we're hoping that we can get that grant and expand the RVA. The policy committee, which meets once a month, has been looking at this since the summer and, you know, getting closer and closer to some decisions. Some of the things that we spend a lot of time talking about, one of them would be the athletic fee. It currently is $60 per student to go out for a sport. The policy committee is discussing that, and they're looking at all options, keeping it where it is, getting rid of it altogether or reducing it. We were looking at FIED uniforms, which the parents at this point have to pay for. The policy committee is looking at a recommendation either, again, leaving that the same or taking that cost on by the school district and not having parents pay for that. We're looking at our Chromebooks, which we now issue to every eighth grader. And, you know, they take those home starting in eighth grade. So every eighth grader and every high school student has a Chromebook that they take home. We charge them for a cover, and we charge them for insurance. The policy committee is looking at those fees as well. Those are getting a lot of attention by the committee. We've looked at all the other fees as well. I think we'll see a hard, fast recommendation at the March board meeting out of policy on those fees and some of the other ones that are out there.
What about equipment charges, football and hockey, for instance?
The school district charges $60 to go out for the sport. Now, you know, hockey's a different example. With that, and hockey parents know this, there's a lot of equipment that they buy on their own. And we do not, as a school district, supply that. Football, you know, maybe it isn't fair, but it when you compare them, you know, the shoulder pads, the helmets, those are purchased by the school district. We do buy some equipment for hockey, but you know, not much. And again, there's so many specialty equipment, pieces of equipment, whether you're a goalie or, you know, the hockey sticks, and they seem to go through those, several of them a year, some kids. So, no, the $60 is what you pay if you're out for track or out for girls volleyball or out for boys cross country or football. It's $60.
Those were some of the items that were talked about at the Medford regular school board meeting held last Thursday. And our thanks to Superintendent of Schools, Pat Sullivan.